Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 27th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. If you want to help, donate today, libertyroundtable.com. That's where you'll find live and on-demand archives of the broadcast free. And our guest today, Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org. Welcome back, my friend.
Good to be with you, Sam. Thank you.
We are gaining ground, my friend. I know sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but I got good news on the green. New deal died in the Senate. Looks like all the Republicans voted against it. And the Democrats, in a protest vote, decided to just say present. So, what was it, 57-0?
That's what it was. Obviously, this is a ploy. It was interesting that the very people sponsoring it were outraged that he brought it up for a vote, which is a strange situation, but.
Yeah, now what they say, though, is they say you're not genuine in bringing this up for a real healthy debate. Climate change, this is no mocking matter. Climate change is serious, Tom, and the problem with this whole thing is you just mocked us.
Yeah, well, exactly. But they wanted to have this go on for a long time debate to slowly, slowly, slowly get it into the mainstream. And, as I've said, in some articles and stuff, this is everything that I've been warning about all these years, and they were just absolutely blatant about it. And I did a series of talks last week in Minnesota, and I started every one of them saying I wanted to give an award to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because she's done more in two months than I've done in 27 years to get a national debate and discussion about this issue. And I can't thank her enough for telling people what this is and how absolutely nuts and dangerous they are with it.
You got that right. In fact, Senator Mike Lee kind of jumped into this debate a little bit. Mike Lee basically came back and said, hey, man, the way we can solve the climate change issue is we can have more babies. We can solve climate change that way.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Well, and of course, the main issue they have here is it's kind of hidden under the surface, is the reducing the population. And that's one reason we have the massive abortion debate that's going on. And the outrageous ideas that they have over abortion that are just, shocking people. But getting rid of the population. They talk about reducing the population by 6 to 7 billion people. And they're not necessarily talking about putting all those people into the trains and head them to concentration camps. They're talking about reducing the number of births. And that goes completely against everything that they're advocating.
Now, what I find fascinating about this discussion with Mike Lee is they're kind of saying, oh, he said this a little bit tongue-in-cheek. That's what they're trying to dismiss it as. Then the other side says things like this. Senator Mike Lee says we can solve climate change with more babies. Science says otherwise, they claim.
Yeah, their science always says otherwise. They just use that word, science. And that's another word for political opinion. But you look at the stuff they talk about. Several years ago, David Brower of the Sierra Club, he came out and he said childbearing should be a punishable crime against society unless the parents hold a government license. And he went on to say that the everybody else should have some kind of shot or something that makes them sterile, with the government having the antidote to it, so that if the government decides, you can have a child, then they give you the shot that lets you do that.
This is right out of the communist playbook, sir.
Absolutely it is. Everything we're talking about here is right out of the communist playbook. And this is, this is why I'm thanking AOC for what she's done, is because They've always used this language of, as you were just saying, well, the science says this, and we just have compassion, and we just care, and everything. And yet we have this communist playbook that goes right down the line. And, you know, I've been handed a tinfoil hats over and over again, and all I've ever done is quote them. Yet I'm the nut. But here's something interesting, Sam. You know, in other countries, sometimes these forces are a little more honest than they are here. Here they know they have to get by us. Here they know they have to put in language that the American people will swallow, and they have to make it very unthreatening. But in other countries, they're not quite so gentle. And we found a report on a French non-governmental organization site. They have their own Green New Deal, and really this is global. It's not the American Green New Deal. This is what they really have in mind. And this thing, this report has about 3 pages of bullet points on what they intend to do. And I'll just give you a couple examples. This is one of the bullet points on putting this Green New Deal in place. New single-family home construction, except trailers, prohibited. New buildings must be exclusively condos with a maximum per capita living area of 320 square feet. Every garden must be converted to produce food. A ban on all sodas, processed food, junk food, hamburgers, pizzas, pastas, chicken nuggets. Quota limits on the consumption of imported products, especially coffee, chocolate, exotic fruits. This gives you an idea of the...
And this is what they want in America, though, right?
No, this is the French thing that they came up with, but it really is what's behind all this. I mean, you've heard her talking about, you know, getting rid of airplanes and things like that, and people are laughing about that. But step by step by step, every one of those things I just said are actually being implemented in this country a little bit at a time. McDonald's is a major target of them. The cattle industry is a major target. They've already targeted the pork industry and the chicken industry and so forth, that, you know, cutting back and changing how they're processed and literally trying to kill those products. And so all these things are actually happening here, but they're done under the radar, and they're done with a little bit gentler language than what this puts in there.
And they always wait for a cause to kind of carry the ball. But you know what? In Hungary, they're thinking a little different. There's a headline that says, have three or more babies in Hungary, and believe it or not, you ready for this? You'll pay no income tax for life.
Ah, yeah. Well, they're
CNBC, by the way, with that report.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, a couple of European countries are really beginning to stand up. Poland's another one, looking at what's really happening with these open borders and, you know, all the damage that's being done that way. And, you know, and of course, the whole European Union, which is all this in spades. And so, yeah, they're beginning to stand up. They're beginning to see what's happening. And I think you're going to see eventually the possibility of the European Union collapsing, trying to put all this stuff in place. And, you know, what we're seeing happen here, I thank them for putting out this Green New Deal, as I said before, because it really takes the tinfoil hat off my head, puts it on theirs. And I just did a conference call with an entire city council and a mayor in Kansas the other day, and I went straight at all this stuff, and it's become much easier to talk to them. Where we were talking about Agenda 21, the other side had done such a great job of painting us as conspiracy theorists and so forth, but this is in the news, this is legislation in Congress, voted on yesterday, it is it's there. And it makes it much easier to bring this out and show how absolutely nuts they are with this stuff.
Yeah, very, very strange stuff. Now, here's what's interesting, Tom. In my mind, this whole discussion comes back to the Tower of Babel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what happened is in the Tower of Babel, they wanted to build a tower to get to God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God said, oh, you know, you don't, and busted up their languages, and that put an end to the tower building plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't this kind of the same thing where man is pitting themselves against God in this discussion, where God basically biblically says, hey, multiply and replenish the earth. As far as I understand, there's no document that shows that's been rescinded, right?
Right.
Okay, now furthermore, God in the Bible says there's plenty, there's room enough to spare, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so these people are saying, hey, you can't have babies. It'll ruin the planet. Science says, and then they basically say, you got to, you know, kill the babies. You got to restrict the birth rate. You got to restrict everything everybody does because there's not room enough to spare. And there's not, okay, and so what you've got is you've got man's way or God's way, kind of I almost feel like Dorothy. You got to decide which way to go on this thing. And it seems to me that it's man's way is absolutely 100% pitted against God's guidance on these topics, right?
Well, and some men, not all, obviously. And
no, when I say men, I just mean the man view of science, that trust in the arm of flesh and don't look at God's law, look at our research, our knowledge.
True.
You know, so I don't mean every man and woman, obviously, but I mean the direction mankind and the, quote, leadership of the world tries to create is literally Tower of Babel-esque.
Yeah.
Do our way, not God's way. And I think that's what this real debate comes down to. Let's talk to Tom DeWeese more on this. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what has it got against the swamp, Kurt?
Well, that's a good phrase, Sam. The headline from
I should say the swamp against God.
There you go. The headline from the boys at WorldNet Daily. Stephen Moore is their author. It says, the first Green New Deal flopped. Let's not try it again. Subheadline, Stephen Moore on what happened when Bush, Obama, gave away $100 billion for energy. And, you know, then he starts out, he says, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal has been widely ridiculed for its massive disruption to the economy and a price tag of tens of trillions of dollars. Now some Democrats are countering that this isn't the first Green New Deal in America. They point to President Barack Obama's fiscal stimulus plan of 2009-2010 as an example of how spreading around tax dollars for green energy programs can be good for the environment and the economy. This author says, think again. That isn't at all what happened during the Obama Green New Deal. By every objective criteria confirmed by every independent investigation, the avalanche of green dollars in Obama's first term was a colossal waste of money. The House Oversight Committee's exhaustive investigation of the $14 billion Renewable Energy Loan Guarantee Program exposed widespread dysfunction, negligence, and mismanagement by DOE, that's Department of Energy, officials, end quote. The report concluded the Obama administration routinely turned a blind eye to the mismanagement. Yeah, and he goes on to talk about some of the different ones, but, you know, reminded me of that, remember that Solyndra deal and all those things? And we've talked about it so many times where we feel like if the government would stay out of things like solar and wind and all that stuff, man, they'd probably do well, but all they got to do is get the government in it and messes
and
up
ruin
the whole
it.
Thing.
Yeah. By the way, this just shows that it's both sides of the aisle, though. It's the swamp against the rest of us. As far as I can tell, Stephen Moore has this spot on. What happened when Bush, Obama, gave $100 billion away for what? Energy? What do you say to that, Tom?
Yeah. Well, this, you know, as you're saying there with the Solyndra deal and all that, the solar and wind industry would not exist if it wasn't for government money, because it doesn't work. Nowhere, anywhere, where they have put all this stuff in place, has it worked. I will say that solar has some promise in the future, but it's not ready. Wind power is an absolute hot air joke.
In fact, by the way, the solar panel stuff might be ready if we hadn't had government subsidization holding the market back, sir.
Well, that happens all the time. And, you know, government never can run anything. It can't run itself. It sure has no idea how to run a business. And if we could get government out of the marketplace, we might have some incredible things. I'm hearing of things that are out there that could solve a lot of our problems. There is a gentleman I was told about who drove clear across the country in a car that used water instead of gasoline, and immediately government moved in with, you know, all the lobbyists from the auto industry to stop that. It happens all the time. And
yeah, but how are you going to show there's not room enough to spare, and how are you going to manipulate the science if you let that stuff happen, Tom?
Not room enough to spare? You mean like population?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if people realize that we can have energy and it doesn't ruin the world, and if we can literally decentralize and not be in the central control grid, and people could literally drive their car across the country on water, not on, you know, fossil fuels, and pretty soon there'll be room enough to spare, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this is the lie that we're living with. This is what the swamp is. And when we start, you know, one of the things, the big debate that goes on, the socialists keep talking about, Bernie Sanders and the others, that capitalism doesn't work, what it's done to us, and so forth. If you think these big global corporations are capitalism, you know absolutely nothing about economics. These public-private partnerships between government and corporations is not free enterprise. This is right out of the Mussolini fascist playbook. You know, what government in this country is supposed to do is keep government under control and let the free market operate as it's supposed to. But we are finding now that it's almost impossible for a mom-and-pop company to start up like we used to have, and these corporations put them out of business. They are right there, shoulder to shoulder with government, making the rules, helping to put their competition out of business, giving them a leg up. That's not free enterprise. That is, you know, fascism, and that's what we're dealing with.
Well, and it gets worse the more you study it, how sinister and evil the plans really are. For example, there's a new study, and you're going to say, well, Sam, this doesn't relate. And my response is, yes, it does. Hold on now. New study confirms Kurt, that boys and girls are born different. You want to brief us on this one?
Well, I like these new studies, Sam. You know, this one, of course, is a World Net
Daily
piece.
We're going to get you excited on your mic, though. Come on. There you go.
The Daily Mail of London, you know, is where it first came out. But I guess they figured out that this, there was evidence that there's brain differences between men and women and that they begin in the womb. Male brains, they say, were found to be more susceptible to environmental influences. They say brain scans of 118 fetuses, now we'd call them babies, in the second half of pregnancy were analyzed for links between gender and the connectivity of a developing brain. The differences, they say, are biological, said Professor Mariah Thomason of New York University. One of the main differences was in connectivity across distant areas of the brain. Female brains growing in the uteruses produced long-range networks. This was less true of boys, she said, meaning they were more susceptible to environmental influences. I mean, imagine science figuring out that boys and girls are different.
Whoa. And the reason that this is important is because this indoctrination, all these underlying indoctrinations that seem to be unrelated, are absolutely related, because if you don't have a healthy understanding of a male and a female, and you understand that God created he, them, and then you put those two together in a God-ordained marriage, and then they welcome children, what you do is you strike at the very heart of the ability to have children. You strike at this idea that, hey, gender is just a fluidity discussion. And I mean, speaking of whacked out science, Tom, but it strikes at the very heart of this idea where they say, hey, you can't have babies. I mean, they say women are in fear of having babies right now because it's going to ruin the planet.
Right. I mean, that's what I was kind of touching on earlier, this whole debate on this. I mean, how do you reduce the populations? And, you know, they've gone taken it right up to the point is we don't know which ones are boys and which ones are girls. And, you know, the whole transgender issue and all that. I mean, I don't care what somebody does with their own life, but, you know, this whole issue of, I mean, they're focusing on little children, and that is nothing but child abuse, trying to change their attitudes, values, and beliefs on this kind of thing. They get so confused. We're going to have the biggest population of total neurotics in about 20 years. These, maybe even less than that, but these poor children that are being put upon by this stuff in the schoolroom. And, but yeah, you're right. This whole fear of having a child is now the prevalent philosophy that's going on through these forces. And that is a major tool in using to eliminate population.
All right. They're donating tiny homes for homeless. It gets the go-ahead in California after the California's worst wildfire. So they're working on these tiny homes, Kurt. You can't have
kids,
in a tiny home, buddy.
Yeah, they say national, you know, basically donate tiny homes for homeless, get the go-ahead now, and this was all in the wake of California's worst wildfires that they had there. And I thought it was interesting. I mean, at least it took these terrible wildfires to let people go, well, I guess if people want to build a tiny home, that's okay. I mean, imagine that.
Yeah, and I support tiny homes because I support people being able to build whatever homes they want. But what they're really doing is allowing tiny homes to now get promoted on the altar of family homes are racist. Tom?
Yep. Well, go back to what I said about, you know, this French report. New buildings must be exclusively condos with a maximum per living capital living area of 320 square feet. That is promoting that. And now we also have the attack on single-family homes across the country. We can talk about that.
Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Tom DeWeese with us, AmericanPolicy.org. Get a hold of the Sledgehammer Alert today, would you please? It's free. AmericanPolicy.org on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Justice Department now setting a timetable for the release of the Mueller report on the Russia probe. A DOJ official is saying this morning that report will be made available to Congress and the public within weeks. Attorney General William Barr has already released a summary of the report that concludes there was no cooperation or conspiracy between members of the Trump campaign and Russia. Democrats are claiming a vote yesterday in the Republican-controlled Senate on the climate change bill known as the Green New Deal was a political stunt. The vote was 57-0 against it. Most Democrats voted present. Here's Republican Senator Mike Lee on it.
It's not a serious proposal, and it's something that we ought to highlight as we consider things like this that would be devastating on our economy.
Lee was speaking on Fox and Friends. The Senate never held any hearings on the measure, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit, no worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with no credit check. Plus, unlimited data, talk and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines, guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. 1 new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
Chicago's mayor and police are condemning a prosecutor's surprise decision to drop all charges against Jussie Smollett, the actor indicted on 16 felony counts of faking a hate crime. The Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says he can't understand why an innocent man would play things this way.
I've heard that they wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth, but no, they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
A judge has sealed the facts in the case, but a federal investigation is continuing, so Smollett could still face charges. The Powerball drawing tonight could create America's next multi-millionaire, or nearly a billionaire, from one perspective. The jackpot's worth a massive $750 million, the cash option worth $465 million. No one's won the big prize since December. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
And AOC, that's Ocasio Cortez. She says illegal aliens are my constituents, Tom.
I'm sure she's right.
Well, wow.
This is why we've got to get control of the ballot box in this country and have American citizens voting, not illegal aliens.
Yeah, they're not constituents, though. Yeah. They're illegals.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, I find that fascinating from the climate change Green Deal promoter who got flat out shut down in the Senate via protest and via no votes, if you will. It was an absolute slam dunk for rejecting the climate change hostile agenda. The problem is there's a lot of Republicans secretly for this stuff. Now, they won't come on record so blatantly in your face to say we're not going to fly airplanes or we're not going to this or we're not going to that. But sadly, there's a lot of swamp monster Republicans that are behind this stuff, too. If there wasn't, it would not have made so many gains over the last, 40 years, Tom. So there is Absolutely. A flat-out support for this, even though they don't want to blatantly admit so.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier. The language in the Green New Deal was so open and so blatant that these guys are going, what? What? No, no, don't tell them that. No. You know, they put it in other language, and it makes it sound reasonable, makes it sound not threatening, and they've become experts at that over the years, step by step. Every single thing in that plan is slowly being put in place all across the country in our local communities. And we were just mentioning before the break about the attack on single-family homes in Minneapolis. The mayor of Minneapolis has said they're moving to get rid of zoning protection for single-family homes because he says that this single-family home zoning was devised as a legal way to keep black Americans and other minorities from moving into certain neighborhoods, and it still functions as an effective barrier today, and that they have to abolish those restrictions because it is racist. You know, this is the new language they're bringing up.
Hey, man, when I look at Ben Carson and the NBA stars and all these black guys, they got 10 times the house I got, buddy.
Absolutely. But, you know, that somehow that doesn't matter. And now we've got, as we've been putting...
I just a poor white folk, you know?
Yeah, right. As they're putting these smart growth programs in place, they put this line around the city, and they say no growth will take place outside of that line. And what that means is now you've got a small area that doesn't grow. And when the population does grow, then the only place to go is up. And the whole thing is, getting these high-rise condos in place. And so to do that, they have to get rid of these single-family homes. They say there's no room for that. Now we've got the Speaker of the Oregon House, the state legislature, saying that, well, we have a housing crisis, and so we have to get rid of zoning for single-family homes because now we have a crisis. They are experts at creating a crisis and then coming up with a solution for it, which, oh, gee, happens to be their political agenda. And this is what we're seeing. In Chicago, the aldermen have always had the ability to have a veto if some project was going to be built in their ward, that they could, they're representing their constituents. Now they're moving to take that right away from the aldermen. In Baltimore, Maryland, the NAACP filed a lawsuit against Section 8 housing, saying putting it all in one place creates ghettos. So the lawsuit said, and won, that we need to move Section 8 housing into upscale neighborhoods. This is another assault on single-family homes and the very ability of people to build wealth on their own through the equity in their home. This is what we're destroying, and step by step, it's destroying private property rights. And where this is headed, they are now attacking landlords and saying that landlords can't ask if potential renters can afford to rent their homes. And they are putting rent controls on, even though they're raising taxes and so forth. What this is all leading to is eventually the goal here is that there is no private property, no private home ownership. It will all be government homes.
And no free enterprise behind the scenes either.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now, Tom wrote an incredible piece that I got. It's several weeks old now, but it is available on AmericanPolicy.org. And the headline says, Fighting the Education Crisis. And we have an education crisis. And I submit to you, the education system is being shanghaied to push this agenda, to make women feel like they're men, men feel like they're women. Women have all kinds of sex in every way possible, except for the sex that would be between a man and a woman, legally and lawfully wedded, that would bring babies into the world. That kind of sex is bad. Every other kind of perversion is good. And they're using these government schools. It's an education crisis to push this. And they're using it for population control. They're using it to promote global warming. And they're doing it globally, ladies and gentlemen. So listen to this headline from the Associated Press. Students across a warming globe pleaded for their lives, their future, and their planet on Friday, this was a few Fridays ago, demanding tough action on climate change, the AP reports. And basically, you had these walkouts in the government schools, and they literally had it happening in Utah. So I don't think it doesn't come to your local communities there, ladies and gentlemen, but it's global. Literally over 100 countries participated, thousands and thousands, millions of students participated, and they're literally saying we're going to protest over this global warming thing. People are not taking it seriously enough. The education system is literally orchestrating funding, training, and then advocating for this push, this protest agenda globally, Tom. The education crisis, you point out, couldn't be better timed.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, and we are, I honestly think, you know, I work on private property rights as my main focus in what I do, but I honestly believe that the most important issue facing us is the education issue, because these schools are nothing but factories to pump out the proper global citizen. Academics is not really part of the curriculum anymore. Behavior modification and pounding into them these political issues into their heads. The classroom is now becoming a hotbed of political action. And, you know, having the kids leave the classroom to go out and protest these things that are happening. And I read a story the other day of a child who said, no, I'm not going to go out there and protest that. I don't believe in that issue. The teacher turned them in to the principal, and this child isn't going along with the program and so forth. This is what is happening to our public education system, and it has nothing to do with teaching them to read and write and arithmetic. It has, what I've said many times, it is the purpose of it is to create the perfect global village idiot that doesn't question authority, that doesn't know anything else. And so you have these kids, look at them, that you bring up an issue that they don't agree with, they have to have Play-Doh and a safe place to go to because you said those words. Because this has been pounded into them. It is the product that's coming out of the public education system.
Now, it gets worse. Okay, folks? Because if you even want to ask about this, you're in trouble. Headline says Menendez, that's what, Bob Menendez, threatens to call police on reporter asking about Green New Deal. Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam. And, you know, like you say, it's kind of like in the days of the emperor wearing new clothes, you know. I mean, there was nobody that could really question that because everyone knew that those were really nice duds. But then somebody pointed out, there's not a stitch on him, you know. And it was sure a welcome sight. In this case, Bob Menendez, most people are unaware of the guy, but he is the, I call him a flamboyant senator from New Jersey, and he's got some little problems, and this is one of them, Sam. He wants freedom of speech for his words, but not for yours, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is whacked. Yeah. I mean, well, it is crazy town.
Yeah, that's where it goes, Sam. As Kurt said, they have freedom of speech for what they want to believe in, but come out with a separate idea, an opposite idea, and that is not proper. You cannot say those words. They can come to the classroom wearing a Che Guevara T-shirt, but they are not allowed to wear a Make America Great Again hat. And or anything else, even a T-shirt with a flag on it, not allowed to do that. No, this is behavior modification, and this is taking away all of the attitudes, values, and beliefs that perhaps the parents put in them, and telling them this is what you're allowed to believe, and this is all you're allowed to believe.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I'm telling you, this stuff is so crazy, it's hard to discuss because you can't even believe it's real. You just can't make this stuff up, folks. Kurt's going to tell you about Eric Garcetti in a second, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, Tom DeWeese is right. We need to fight the education crisis in America. I'm telling you right now, it's propaganda everywhere.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so just who is Eric Garcetti? He's in L.A., right, Kurt?
Well, that's right, and he is declaring the Green New Deal in L.A., where he's canceling the natural gas plants. Now, some officials are doubting how to keep the lights on, though, in the future. Kind of like a little joke about the president. Remember when he said, oh, honey, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch TV. And that's going on.
What do you say to that, Eric? Garcetti's out of control. They're going to struggle to keep the lights on in LA. I mean, these people are just nuts.
Well, California is the one to watch. If you want to see what the entire country, eventually the entire world, will look like if they continue with these plans, they're making the move to ban all energy except wind and solar, and you're going to see the lights go out. Eventually, it'll have to go to a curfew where you only have lights at certain times or have power at certain times, and at night you'll have to turn them off because there's a curfew on it. That means that there'll be no jobs, no third shifts at night. Restaurants will have to close. Other businesses will have to close. And I'm saying,
well, you won't be able to eat chicken or steak anyway, so you don't need to go to the restaurant, buddy.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but if you live in one of these high rise stack and packs at night, and you need to get out, the elevator's not going to run. I don't know, I've had to put big fire poles or something in there,
Dude, you don't need to get out at night. What are you going to do, commit some mischief?
Yeah.
See, there, they got a cover for everything, bro.
Of course, what happens if you have an emergency, a medical emergency or something, but of course, that'll all be closed down, too.
Oh, buddy, just dial 911, they'll be there.
Yeah.
You might be dead, but hey,
Yeah.
All right, there's toxic green snow. Now, they always told you to avoid the yellow snow, Kurt. Avoid the green stuff, too, okay?
Yeah, this is a piece from the Mail Online folks, across the pond. And, that's the headline. Toxic green snow in polluted Russian town forces residents to wear masks and sparks environmental protests. Subheadline, residents horrified when factory chemicals turned snow green. And one place starts with a P. I won't even attempt it. Then they've got snow in another Kemerovo, another town there.
Kurt's talking about snow, and he's talking about a place that starts with a P. All right.
Well, anyway, Perovuloskasi. Anyway, this one, it turned an eerie black. It turned the snow an eerie black from coal pollution.
There you go.
And then it says pollution and waste dumping across Russia has sparked dozens of protests. So what you've got here is these people that see stories like this, they just think this means the whole planet is going up, going crazy. And yet, hey, you can identify what's happening here and what the cause of it is.
Well,
right?
And this exposes the naked capitalist idea. Tom started out the discussion saying, if you think these big, massive globalist corporations are capitalists, you'd have no idea economically what you even are talking about. And this kind of goes to the point. You got these naked capitalists. They don't give a rip about the environment. They don't have a moral component to their profit making. You put profit on the bottom line and you exploit people and in the environment and you don't care about the repercussions of your actions. That's the naked capitalist idea that perverts capitalism. Capitalism has a moral component to it in its free market reality, Tom. And this highlights your point.
Yeah, absolutely. These corporations that get away with this, what are the repercussions to them? If they have their arm wrapped around their government and are helping make the rules and so forth and giving government the power to hide behind their independence. And they don't have any repercussions to that. And in a free market, the consumer decides. If the consumers found out that a corporation was doing some massive pollution and so forth, they'd stop going there. And they'd go to a competition, and then that would force the company to do it right or go out of business. That's a free market, but when government and business are wrapped around each other, nobody's responsible at that point. They can all just close it all off and don't worry about it.
Well, you got that right. And I bring that up because it highlights the reality. If I knew that this company was making toxic green snow, I'd probably go elsewhere for stuff. Just saying.
You don't want one of their snow cones, that's for sure.
Oh, boy. Speaking of that, though, you know what? Boycotts can be good if in the hands of the right people for the free market to encourage people to be moral. But right now, it seems like the anti-Americans have a whole lot better handle on the boycotting than the good, honest Americans standing up for what's right. There's a MyPillow inventor. CEO's name is Mike Lindell, and he's got an epic battle on his hands Kurt wants to tell you about.
Well, I thought it was interesting because, you know, we hear these stories about, whether it's Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, I guess they call her, or Hannity or Glenn Beck or whatever. And in the past, you had Dr. Laura that basically got beat up by the homosexual crowd and they went after her advertisers. Well, this is a story about a guy who's, you know, basically he's the CEO of a company. He's got like 1,600 employees. And, you know, when he got threatened by the left-wing boycott campaigns, he basically just kind of doubled down and kept going, kept advertising. In fact, he'd beef up his advertising instead of pulling it back. He explained his support for President Trump and the conservative audiences. He said, I advertise everywhere. This is just one of the biggest parts of my audience. I met the president before he was president in the summer of 2016 in a private meeting. After I met with him and he told me about the inner city, the jobs he was going to bring back, made in America, I went in all in after that. He said, it didn't matter to me. This is what I know God wanted me to do, and I went all in. If you know you're right away, they lowered my ratings. He's talking about the Better Business Bureau. They had him as an A+, and then some people attacked him, and then they moved him to an F. But the bottom line is that guy's moving forward, and he's profitable, and his 1,600 employees are still making a living.
I think you're going to find the truth is that these leftist radicals that are attacking all of this are a vast minority.
Oh yeah, it's like the Wizard of Oz, isn't it?
Absolutely, and they, they have the media behind them, so that makes it much bigger than it looks. But take a look at where, you know, now he is a conservative and he's fought back and people are going to him. Look at Dick's Sporting Goods that decided to not sell guns anymore. They are now closing hundreds of stores because of that. Starbucks has suffered from, a left-wing position on things and people quit going. And yet Chick-fil-A is rolling. And things because they stand their ground on these things. People want people to stand their ground, and they want them to speak out for for reason and sanity. And when they do, they prosper from it. Movies that are going under when they have these messages, and yet a movie comes along that has a positive message, people begin to go to that. What I'm saying is that the overwhelming number of consumers, the overwhelming number of people in the country, are not buying into this left-wing socialist crap, and they are protesting it, and they are the majority.
Well, it's kind of like you said, they're a vast minority. It's kind of like they had on those when Hillary and the President Trump were running. You know, if you got the real video of it, you'd see tons of people at the president's events, and then you'd see this small crowd showing up. But if they would arrange the camera just right, then the crowd would look better. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, they like to do that.
Let me tell you something real quick. I know we're about short of time, but in 1989, I was an election observer in Panama when Manuel Noriega stole that election. The Panamanian way to vote is every candidate has their own ballot. So you go into the voting booth and you put the ballot in the envelope, the candidate that you want, put that in the ballot box. Well, Noriega figured this out very quickly, and he did not deliver the opposition ballots. I went to polling place after polling. I've got photographs of this. Massive amounts of people waiting, standing there, waiting for the ballots for the opposition candidates. And I was traveling with the opposition candidates, and they were going there saying, please don't leave, stay here, we'll get the ballots. These are thousands and thousands of people standing there waiting for this. Not a single ballot in that election was ever counted, and yet I had a government paper that said Noriega wins by 55%.
Just this insanity, and it's going on here at home too, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
All right, last story before the end of the hour. Tom, I guess we just need to call you and me and Kurt. We're what's called a new term. You ready for this? You, my friend, are a liberty bigot. Kurt?
Well, yeah, there's a little thing called the basketball tournament going on, and there's a university called Liberty, Sam, and this university actually won for the first time in the NCAA tournament, and this, they pray and do stuff like that. Well, in this article, the headline reads, Deadspin Prayer, May God Not Allow Liberty Bigots to Win. And apparently, there's people that really, they call Christians that want to promote God-ordained marriage. They say that's, between a man and a woman. They say that's a bigotry. And yet these people are saying things like, that they hope these guys lose. By the way, they did lose their next game, but they, this one lady says, here's her prayer. He says, Liberty University is a den of bigotry masquerading as Christianity, and I'm dreading the scenario in which they go on an inspiring NCAA tournament run, thereby bringing them heaps of breathless coverage on a national scale. And then she says, dear God, I pray that Liberty lose to Virginia Tech on Sunday night. It's just, and yet they call us the bigots, right, Sam?
Well, you're like a Liberty bigot is the problem, Tom.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. I mean, anything that doesn't fit their narrative is bigoted, is evil, is, it's got to be silenced. This is horrible. It's hurting people. We have to cry over this because somebody has a different point of view. And what we're seeing now, you want bigots? Let's talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center and Morris Dees, who just got fired for sexual harassment and racial harassment and so forth. And the whole place is a den of harassment that is now starting to come out.
There's hardly even a blip on that, sir.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, all I'm telling you is this. We are liberty-loving Americans, and we want the truth to be told. We do have an education crisis, and the reality is we need to understand what's being done to us in the name of global warming, in the name of climate change. They're literally using the environment. Agenda 21, or now called Agenda 30, or Agenda 2030. They're literally attacking us at every turn to deny property rights. They want to reject God, family, and country, and they want to violate our protection of life, liberty, and property. That is their goal. That is their agenda. Educate yourself and stand with us against this dishonest, perverted deception. And you know what? We the people can prevail, Tom.
Yes, we can. We are winning some battles.
AmericanPolicy.org. Check it out. Thank you, Tom. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.